You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
Jason Wilder.
On Live 89.5.
Just to clarify that, I'm not an egotistical maniac who likes hearing my voice all the time. Who would be like that? Not me! Okay, here on Live 89.5, I'm joined in the studio with Mr.
Darren
Sherbane!
There it is. How you going today, Jason?
I'm all right. I'm a bit bedraggled. Like I said, I've just got back from Hua Hin. But anyway, that's enough of my story. We're talking about something that you're doing and helping people yet again. So mate, if I had a hat, I'd be taking off to you. Massive respect to what you're doing. What's happening on the 23rd of March, Darren?
23rd of March, we are going to be hosting Ramp Up Your Run Clinic. Now, what we want is we want those people who've always wanted to run a 10K or a half marathon, or maybe those people who think that just because they're getting a little older, that maybe their best times are behind them. So what we've done is we've put together an unbelievable clinic to help get you going. Let's be honest, Jason. I think one of the toughest things for a lot of us, not just with physical activity or running, it's we want to make these changes. We have an amazing plan, but that end line is just a little too overwhelming. How are we gonna get there? We can see that finish line, but trying to connect all the dots stops a lot of us from starting.
And also can be like sort of preventative because of like going too fast into it.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how many of us have started a new diet, started a new exercise program, started a new, you know, new job, new relationship, and all of a sudden we're like a lightning bolt of intensity out of the gate, and what usually happens after about a month,
you give up. You kind of like, you burn out, you probably damage yourself, you prevent yourself from being able to do it and go on. So this is some of the things that you'll be talking about. Let's break it down. It is on the 23rd of March from 7 a.m. It's starting at Boat Lagoon, Phuket's Boat Lagoon. What will people who come along expect?
Well, 7 a.m. we'll start with our first session, and we've got a beautiful space at Boat Lagoon, nice grassy field, and running on grass is one of the best things that we can do for our body. Not a lot of impact on the body, and what it's going to allow us to do is to really focus on enhancing optimal running technique and posture. Let's face it, we're all born to run. It's just, I think some of us just need to give ourselves permission to run. So the first session, we're going to focus on some drills, some exercises that we can do that are really going to enhance your running. And then we're going to do a little bit of training together.
So this is amazing because this is, in many ways, like you say, born to run. If you look at kids, watch kids in a playground, watch kids in the park, running everywhere. What happens? Where does that sort of slow up and then become non-existent?
Running and moving our bodies, it's very simple. It's as we get older, one of the things that happens to our bodies as we age is the body and the brain go through a process of called neural pruning. So what that means is what I don't use, I'm going to get rid of. So we forget how to move our bodies as we get older. It all comes down to the brain. Everything centers around the brain. The brain. And I think that's what a lot of people will find when they come to this clinic is that it always starts with what's going on in your head. You know, so if you're looking at me and saying, you know what, I'm not a runner, I'm going to look at you and say, yes, you are a runner.
Well, this is the encouragement a lot of people need, because it's like when there's the quote, isn't there? Sing like no one's listening, dance like no one's watching. And it's like, if you did dance like no one's watching, that's fine, because you kind of just go for it. But then a lot of people are sort of self-conscious about these kind of things. So you need people to get together, and then it inspires you to be together as a collective, doesn't it?
It is.
Makes it easier.
There is an enormous health benefit from connecting with other people. And we've talked about this before. So it's coming out, you know, we're training as a team, we're being active as a team. But the other thing too is that's a great point you made about, you know, just dance as if no one's watching. I think a lot of us are so wrapped up in what we think other people are thinking about us. And this is one thing I want to share with everybody is you know, don't believe everything you think. People are so wrapped up in their own stuff, their own minds, that they're not even paying attention to
us. As well as them thinking about what other people are thinking about them. So it's like, that's right. So you've got a lot of these confusing sort of like ways of thinking.
And if I want to instantly drive myself crazy, I'm going to start thinking, I wonder what Jason's thinking about me right now. Why are you looking at me like that? I know what you're thinking about me. And it's just all of a sudden it's off to the races.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. You've got to focus in on what's important for you. Was it someone said it as well as that? If you think too much about what someone's thinking about you, it's like basically they've got their own stuff and their own time. I can't remember. Anyway, I'll fill it in. But let's talk a bit more about, so people who, this is perfect for anyone, because now Phuket loves to run. Loads of runs, half marathons, 5K fun runs, 3K runs and stuff. So this is for people who are like literally, who are listening now, who are thinking like, well, I'd like to, but just I've not got into it yet. This is perfect, right?
Yeah, or somebody who's listening and saying, you know what, I really want to do it. This is the year I'm going to do it. You know, this is the year I'm going to do it. And what we want to get across with this clinic is saying, okay, let's make this year the year that you do it. Let's actually do it. Let's take action and let's come to that clinic. And what we're going to learn is the simple steps we've laid out, each step will inspire you to take that next step. And that's the way we get things done is not, let's not worry about 15 steps down the road. Let's just focus on the step underneath our feet right now.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just start off on the basics now.
That's it.
Now, you've got as well, Darren, you're saying, so it's going to start off with the Dynamic Better Running Technique training session. You've also, is this going on through that? You've got 10-week step-by-step training, as you were saying now.
Yeah, we've got a 10-week guide. So I've got, for everybody who comes to the clinic, you're going to get a 10-week guide that's going to take you step-by-step, week-by-week, through the training, progressing you through the training. So we're going to build a nice, strong foundation. Once that strong foundation is built, we're going to put a little bit more mustard on the sandwich, so to speak. And the great thing about the training program is we're actually going to teach you what to be doing in the gym, because the strength training is so important for running.
So this is basically encouraging people to get involved, to get active, but also you've got aftercare as well.
It's
a one-day event, but you've got the training to go home.
And what we find is that connection and being part of a community will keep us accountable. And I think a lot of us need a little bit more accountability. So what we have is you get the program, you know, we'll take you week by week through it, and then, you know, we've got a Facebook community. So it's, you know, it's, you can jump on the community and say, that was a great run today. How did everybody else do? Or I had a lot of trouble getting out the door. And then, you know, I'll always be on there giving everybody support and any coaching tips that I can do.
Yeah, fantastic. So as you say, that's instant access to get people involved with the actual social networking of training and like-minded people. Now, you've also got running specific strength training, as we've talked a little bit, mindset training, getting people through that sort of like, oh, I'm too old or I can't
do
anymore.
I'm too old. 10K is, you know, 10.5K is too far. 21K is too far. And it's like, well, I'm going to teach you some very, very simple techniques to get you going. And this is, I love it when people tell me, you know, I'm too old. And this was a little lesson taught to me many, many years ago. And here we go. Okay. You know David's Michelangelo, the statue David, and it's considered one of the most perfect pieces of art in history, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Did you know this about Michelangelo's David? That two sculptures before Michelangelo rejected the piece of marble that they were going to use to create David. Do you know why?
Why?
Too many imperfections in the marble. Can you believe that?
Wow.
So out of this piece of imperfect marble comes perfect David. And that's, I mean, that is just an amazing message we can all tap into, is that, listen, man, we're all perfectly imperfect.
Yeah, yeah. You got to dig the perfections. That's where some of our best rock and roll stars have come from, basically. It's like they've seen their imperfections early, and they're proud of them. They bring them out. So why not?
That's it.
Now, this is fantastic. People, if they want to get tickets, how much are they and how do they do that, Darren?
Tickets are available by booking through Phuket Ticketmaster.
Yep.
And tickets are 2,900 baht, so it includes, you know, entry to this dynamic workshop, We're going to have two healthy meals supplied by the Shack.
Nutrition is extremely important.
And then you're going to get this 10-week training guide and then instant access to our Ramp Up Your Run community.
Fantastic. So for a one-day event, this is going to like ripple out like a beautiful sort of like pebble thrown in a beautiful lake, going on
ripple
with
effect,
aftercare, with you, with the community, with sort of like getting involved. It's like for one day, this is going to possibly change for someone's life.
It will.
For the rest.
And this is what we also have to remember, it will guaranteed, is that these little changes that we make lead to a lot of changes.
And you just said there as well, which is nice, the Shack as well. So let's tell us a little bit about the Shack.
Shack is a fantastic restaurant, really, really clean, really, really healthy food. And I know that I'm a big proponent of it because I eat there almost every day. And I'm so conscious about what I put into my body.
And you look great, Darren. So there you go. What a promotion you are. Seriously though, you said like that's a good way to start. Well, you don't want to turn up and go like, right, this guy, he says he knows what he's doing, yeah, but look at him, whoa, what's that? But you're like, you're looking good and fit, mate.
But here's the thing, Jason, and this is so important, is automatically people look at me and they're like, oh, you must do a lot of physical training. And it's like, well, if you really want to know what the ticket is, it's all of the emotional training that I do. I've focused so much on what's going on in my head that I don't allow any toxins into my mind. Or if I do, I just get angry at people. I'm kidding.
But this is the thing, though. You're right, because nowadays, it's like modern days, one of the biggest diseases, stress.
Stress,
it's
man.
It's changing people's bodies. It's changing people's like posture. It's changing people's like whole faces, it's the structure of this face.
Stress actually changes what we see outside of us, the outside world. So it's a quick test I have with people is right away to tell me how stressful they are. I'll be like, how many times have you smiled today? And if people haven't been able to smile today, then I know they're being very, very withdrawn.
Yeah, it's a giveaway. It's a giveaway.
Dead giveaway. And like you said, posture too. Yeah. The posture, we whether or not we are realizing it, we're constantly communicating with our bodies. So, you know, when I'm doing a session with somebody, one of the first things I look at is I look at your posture. I look at your body language, because that's going to tell me right away, can we do training today or am I going to send you home? And I have no problem sending you home.
Yeah. Make sure that people are safe to be what they're doing rather than just trying to push themselves. Well, it sounds fantastic, Darren. I'm sure it will change people's lives. So one more time, where should they be? 23rd at 7 a.m.
Boat Lagoon.
Boat Lagoon for Ramp Up Your Run Clinic, hosted by the Boat Lagoon, Puckett's Boat Lagoon. Darren Sherburn is an expert. You've got a little post there. We've got the information at thepuckettnews.com. Just click on the events and get involved for less than 3,000 baht. This is a life-changing thing. So, Darren, all the best. Good luck.
Thank you so much, mate. Have an amazing afternoon.
Yes, again, trying to change the mindset of people for the more positive vibes and get people out there and running, doing what you need to be doing. Follow the events on thepuckettnews.com.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.